Hey, ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, good evening. Okay, we're just going to go directly to agenda item four, board agenda items. Questions from visitors on new business items? And we do have two resolutions tonight, so please approach the podium and state your name. Again, this is just on the new business items that are on the agenda. Okay, seeing no questions, any discussion from board members in terms of board agenda items?
Just want to talk about the play. I know that Mr. Hugh just got a full-time job last year, so we're in the process of finding a new director?
We are trying very hard to find a new director for the play and the musical, yes. We don't,
the,
we
the
do
Rubio
not...
The Rubio is working overtime at this point. We're not doing one play, we're not doing another play, and
yeah. I know, that's number one on our priority list. I know that the people involved with the production are actively on the outside looking for people as well.
Great, thanks.
Okay. Any other discussion on board agenda items? Okay, seeing no discussion, we're actually going to read each resolution. Mrs. Rossi, if you wanted to start with one casual appointment.
Sure. Okay, so it says that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following casual appointments for the 2017-2018 school year. Compensation for these positions to be in accordance with the Babylon Teachers Association contract for the 2017-2018 school year. The following are recommendations for the slate of club advisors for the 17-18 school year. Okay?
Okay, so may I have a motion to approve casual appointments resolution on the agenda?
Motion on the question. I actually did have a question about this. Why are you doing this now? We usually take care of this over the summer.
No, last 2 years we did that in September.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, you guys have renegotiated all the.
We did.
Should be. That's not part of this, because it's a 2017-18
process. It's not to reposition. It's reflecting the new...
It's reflecting the 17-18 school year.
Right, that's not...
I think he's commenting on how summer...
The new contract is 18-19.
Correct. The new contract
is 18-19. This is under the current compensation.
No, this is under... renegotiated when the board passed the MOA to give me the ability to...
Reconfigure.
That's what you see here.
We haven't seen those numbers yet.
We got them last week.
We got the numbers. We haven't seen the contracts yet.
No, you haven't seen the contract yet, but you saw the numbers. These are the numbers.
Okay.
The duties were staying the same.
The duties stay the same.
The numbers changed
slightly, but we did take away a number of
non-existing
and redundant positions where you had three people getting a stipend, now it's down to two. You know,
and everybody that whose stipend changed was made aware of that, and that's what we discussed last time.
That's correct.
Okay. We had the discussion like if it was lowered and someone didn't want to do it, then what would happen? And that didn't happen. Looks like everybody's taken their position.
Oh, people were lowered too.
Right, no, but yes. I'm saying it doesn't look like anyone dropped their position.
No one dropped their position, no.
So.
Okay. Good?
Yeah.
Okay, so may I have a motion to approve then, agenda item number one? Okay. Mrs. Dellerba, seconded by Mrs. George. Okay, discussion? Any more discussion? Okay, all in favor? All in favor? Okay, against? Okay, passes 6-1. Okay, second resolution, Mrs. Rossi, would you like?
Yes. Result that the Board of Education hereby appoints Dr. John Grosso as school medical inspector pursuant to Section 913 of the New York State Education Law in order to evaluate the fitness of the employee named in the attached confidential Schedule A to perform his or her duties, and be it further resolved that pursuant to Section 913 of the New York State Education Law, the Board of Education directs the employee named in the attached confidential Schedule A to appear for examinations in the offices of Dr. John Grosso at a date and time to be scheduled.
Okay, so may I have a motion to approve item two? Mrs. Donaldson, seconded by Ms. O'Brien. Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor? Against? Okay, passes 7-0. Thank you.
Just to put this on the record, this in the minutes, my no vote on this, which I guess I didn't do a vote now, is only because I didn't understand what we were.
That's fine.
And that's not, that would think that a problem. Sure. I have no problem with anybody involved.
I don't think you were a no vote.
You weren't the no vote.
Ann was the no vote.
Ann was the no vote.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. All right, I guess I voted yes. But, okay.
You did.
Do you
want
to be a noble?
Actually, I wouldn't. Yeah, I think I'd like to change it. Again, nothing against anybody. Well, wait a minute. I don't want to mess it up, though. It's
I need Gary.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, leave it as is.
Okay.
Leave it as is.
So. Okay. Thank you.
We'll make sure we get those on that
order. What's that?
We'll make sure we get your comment on the minute.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not comfortable with the fact that I wasn't aware the numbers had changed, and so I didn't want to, but it is what it is. So we'll leave it.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to agenda item 6. Mrs. Rossi, update on district goals.
Yes, okay.
Left and right arrow on the keyboard.
Oh, left and right arrow on the keyboard. Okay.
Right for fall.
All right, so we meet every summer with our Board of Education. The SMART goals evolve annually. We also meet in the fall with our educators and our communities, constituents give us feedback, and that's what developed the goals for the year. We are in the third year of a detailed action plan. The board has a copy of this presentation that I gave out tonight. Our plan, titled The Way Forward, embraces 7 priorities. These are the overarching goals for the year. Okay, what we are doing right now as an administrative team, we are making actual specific action items. I'm not going through all those tonight because we'd be here for 3-4 hours, but these are the major big ideas that we as a team have developed. We will obviously continue collecting and analyzing data. We need to continue identifying gap areas in our curriculum K-12 as we continue to promote proficiency and also mastery levels. And in October, Mr. D'Amico will be going over the results from last year's exit points. We will also continue, this is one goal that you have to have every year. We will continue to improve the percentage of graduates leaving Babylon with advanced Regents diplomas. We will continue to emphasize reading, writing, speaking, and listening in grades K-12. This was from our discussion this summer. We would like to promote a high school debate club. We would like to promote a public speaking elective for high school students in the 18-19 school year. So when the kids get the course catalog, hopefully they will join the public speaking elective. We would like to explore a new arts pathway for Babylon Junior Senior High School, as well as continue PD in K-12 on the TC Columbia units of study. Mr. D'Amico has spent a good number of years building that program up. It is now at the high school, and also going into content areas like social studies and the math department and science department. So some really great work that we have coming up in writing in the content areas. Along the lines of additional instructional goals, we want to continue education on the benefits of taking advanced placement courses. We need to do a really great job at educating our parents why we offer advanced placement courses, that children should sit for those AP courses, those examinations, and what doing that does in the college admissions process. We feel that we have to do a better job here in Babylon educating the public about the importance of sitting for the exams, because having that on the transcript and also sitting for the exams, there are benefits to that, you know, in the admissions process, as well as, you know, the options to earn college credit depending on the college, obviously. But I don't know if a lot of parents realize that having that tag, I'm sorry, questions are at the end, okay, sir, thanks. That AP on the transcript means it means a lot to admissions officers. And that's why kids and parents want them to be taking those. We will continue to expand STEAM in K-12. We're getting our arts department this year very involved with the help of our technology department. We have a wonderful high school art department. We have a wonderful art department district-wide. But the high school department, we have a new team here, and they really want to bring the arts back into STEAM. And they've been actively planning with their new Surface Pros on integration projects. So we will also plan for year three of Project Lead the Way. Next year, we will be introducing the computer science pathway in the 18-19 school year. We will continue our work this year promoting competitive robotics, First Lego League, and also look into how we can bring in coding. Continuing with the instructional goals, the district will introduce, has introduced our new K through 6 social emotional curriculum called Second Step. I want to thank all of you for supporting that. We have one of our teachers here tonight who is helping us tomorrow in showcasing that program. We will be implementing foreign language clubs this current year at the elementary and grade school, which were budgeted as part of the budget process. We want to, in K through 6, we are offering Spanish and French after-school clubs. We're dabbling in Chinese, you know, so giving the kids some club options this year for foreign language, which brings us into what we're doing next year. We had a wonderful curriculum committee meeting today. We talked about drafting and presenting a K through 6 foreign language in the elementary school plan for the 18-19 school year. We call that FLEX. And Mrs. DeLerba and Mr. DiMico ran that meeting today. But bringing back FLEX to the K-6 level during the school day. So our work this year will be planning for that and presenting to the board what we would recommend. And this last bullet up there, we will explore and implement a summer enrichment program for K-6 in July and August of 2018. We're going to be focusing on bringing something into our schools, which we can do next summer. Maybe we bring in, Scope or another outfit to offer a summer enrichment program. Maybe it's BOCES, but to offer our kids something in the summer months to, you know, keep them active with STEAM and foreign language initiatives.
And right now, the Spanish program that we do is what, kindergarten first? Is that?
Sixth grade. But we had a wonderful meeting today where Michelle Scharf spent time with us.
Right.
And I won't get into it, it was excellent. But she really took us through the history of what it was years ago and her involvement with it.
Right.
And where we can bring it again, where we start off with cohorts of kids that move up,
right.
You know. And our teacher here is, Mrs. Wubenhurst is here. Mrs. Wubenhurst teaches the sixth grade program, and she's terrific. So thank you for being here.
And
did you know we were talking about this?
No, I
did not. Great, okay.
Mrs. Rossi,
yes.
While we're just on that foreign language, we're also going to discuss with the either the principals or the teachers in the elementary schools about the pullout and what that's going to entail as far
if
as...
If it's a pullout?
If it is, or a push-in, or how they're going to implement it. Because we ask them to do so much, and this is important.
Right. Yeah,
but how
important.
Are we fitting it in with all the other pieces we ask them to do?
It is an important piece, and I would like to see it implemented with really fine-tuning the minutes we have in the day.
Right.
If you talk to Mrs. Scharf, it was easily done years ago, and it was a highlight program. I think it went away because of funding.
There's a budget.
Yeah. And that's always a shame.
Yeah,
that
was like,
a couple
and
years
then,
ago.
That's what she did. They are actually going to be visiting some other schools. That
and see how it's done. I think it's great. I just want to make sure that we hear from those that are
such a tight
and it ties in with the arts and
absolutely.
Culture. You know, we're sort of going on this.
Working it in and keeping it, because we asked so much, and we want to do this. How
that's the key, to bring it, build those bridges between
make it seamless.
The disciplines,
right.
So
we even brought
everything's
it,
not so boxy.
Right. We even brought it up where, you know, where the checkpoint A exam, instead of the end of 8th grade, eventually we could have it at the end of 7th grade, and what that does, and we talked about this at the board retreat this summer, that enables children in their senior year, well, actually, they would study level 5 foreign language junior year. And then senior year, they could take a third language if they wanted to. We don't offer that here yet. You know, they're usually studying level 5 during the senior year. So that would be a big, big boost for college admissions, you know, children coming out of Babylon. So we have a long-term view with this as well. Our second priority is safe schools. This year we established a district-wide safety focus team, which I run, which has been outstanding. We have wonderful reps on that, as we are always looking at safety. We have a number of safety initiatives. This fall we will see the completion of the district-wide cameras, K campus-wide. We have started to explore the purchase of a student card reader system. We have a team at our level that brought in scholarship with our principals, and this is a district-wide system for visitors. And a district-wide system up here where, you know, if the kids swipe in, you know, tap in, tap out, they're tracked. We know, well, you're not supposed to be in Argyle, you're supposed to be, you know, third period.
Right.
So it's really wonderful. We're very excited about it. And
there's also a safety component, correct? Like if we do have a lockout or lockdown, then who's out?
It prints out who's here, who's not immediately. It prints out visitor badges for parents who come in at every building. Yeah. It's wonderful. So we started looking at that. And we're waiting on the budget for that so we can put it into next year's budget.
Is the sign that they want teachers
Up
and up?
Yep. All right. Moving on along this Safe Schools priority number two, we have done a lot of work this year on improving building level security procedures. We've trained guards. We have protocols for all guards, role descriptions in place. We've been holding meetings with security guards on the importance of following the rules and safety procedures. This past September, we invited the New York State Insurance Reciprocal in to train all aides and monitors on playground and lunchroom supervision and safety. And we also focused this past September extensively on allergy awareness protocols. Every single employee was trained, which they are every year, but it was extensive this year. Where we held class parent trainings. You know, in the K-6 levels, we have class parents who are in charge of the classroom parties, right? And we train the class parents on the allergy policy, so they're aware of it now. That's the first year we've done this. We have our food service party menu. We're really trying to get out the positive message that, you know, the food service is really a safe way of ordering food for parties at that level rather than a parent bringing in from the outside. We're trying to promote that. And we're holding parent university workshops on the allergy policy in January. Continuing on, we'll continue our outreach of stranger danger and social media education in K-12. We held our annual training on IEP regulations, confidentiality laws with all employees. You know, we're very strict about these things. Mandated reporting. You know, we cannot let these topics lapse in any way. And I think that was made very clear. Our third priority is fiscal responsibility. At the board's request, tonight we will briefly discuss some possible ideas for a capital reserve referendum in May of 2018. The board did ask for possible projects, which we can get into. That has been delivered to the board. We will continue to provide one another with a balance sheet every month pertaining to the bond renewal project with the assistance of BBS and SEC. That monthly sheet will be coming to our attention by the beginning of the month, where we stand at the end of, you know, this past summer's project. Another goal, we will continue to monitor the school lunch into fund transfer and sales revenues, and we will adhere to an earlier timeline for the 2018-2019 budget development and delivery to the board. That was a recommendation from the board, which we want to follow through on. Okay? Under priority four, technologically advanced schools, we're going to hear tonight from Mr. DeLeo, who is here with us. But there's so much going on in the area of technology advancement in the district. First and foremost, the central office and Mr. DeLeo and his department will be overseeing the installation of cameras this fall. We continue to monitor the approval process of the district's smart schools bond and will plan accordingly for the launch of student devices in the 18-19 budget. Obviously, a big goal for us this year is to develop the one-to-one rollout implementation plan for all student devices next September. That includes permissions parents have to sign, the insurances, everything from soup to nuts with that whole implementation plan. We will educate grade 7 parents on the eSchool grade book that is coming shortly. We will continue to expand the technology website as a go-to library for anything technologically related for our community. Mr. DeLeo and his team has done a really nice job so far at at adding to that, and we'll continue to make it user-friendly. Okay, priority five is the area of professional development. Again, we have to do our professional development plan every year. That's an update. We also update the survey to staff every year. That helps us guide the conference day workshops that we do during conference days. The Professional Development Committee will continue to award mini-grants to instructional staff. Mr. D'Amico, maybe we can have a report to the board of what those mini-grants were.
Last year.
From last year, so they can see what those were. And we will continue our fourth year with the Columbia University staff developers on the reading and writing workshop. Under priority six, communications and community relations, we'll have our third annual advocacy breakfast and community summit. We would like to take students this year to Lobby Day. I think it will be an important year to go to Lobby Day. I'd love to take some of the kids in the AP government classes up to Albany with us. We are implementing our first annual parent university this winter of 2018. That will be in early February. And that is on the district calendar, but that came from our district SDM team. One of the other things, we are starting superintendent roundtables starting in October, once a month.
Those are with the children.
With students, yes. So we're really looking forward to that. Superintendent coffee hours. We're starting a community book talk also in the later part of October with parents on a chosen selection. And I have something going out to parents the first week of October on that. And also at homecoming, we're launching the first annual Distinguished Alumni Hall of Fame, which you've heard them talk about. We have six inductees this year who are distinguished alumni that will be recognized at homecoming. And then finally, the seventh priority deals with facilities. Obviously, we are closely monitoring the advertisement and bidding schedule for this early winter for five summer 2018 renovations. We'll be hearing a little bit about those tonight. We will shortly, since renovations are done now, be inviting back PSEG into our schools to conduct the energy audit, which we talked about this past summer. And we would like to explore other sustainable options. And maybe that might be discussed tonight if it comes up. We have some people here who could fill us in on that. We will continue to refine the procedures for the safe use of our fields by Babylon residents. I think the field use has gone through some growing pains, but it's been pretty smooth since this past summer. There have been a lot of pieces put into place for something that was unknown, right, 2 years ago, what it would look like, but I think it's been really nice and smooth. And we will explore possible capital projects through the Capital Reserve referendum discussion tonight. This was also something that was brought up. We would like to explore, again, in the area of facilities and also safety, this area of the high school vestibule here. Do we have another alternate option for safety here in this high school vestibule? I'm not talking the model we put forward last year that would cost so much, but maybe there's another option, right, that could add another layer of security. Those are, you know, the big ideas in summation. And we will report at the mid-year point. And I will also report to the board about the actual SMART goal items under each category in October to you. Okay? Any questions on anything?
Yeah, and throughout the year, this year we could kind of get periodic reports on the school lunch fund. And I'd be interested to see what the new cafeteria in the high school, especially how that tracks. I think we put in the transfer of $50,000 into it this year.
Peter, you got that? Dr. Sales?
Yeah, it's already asked for.
Yeah.
We'll go through you on that.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, I just want to also comment, because at the last couple of meetings it's been asked in terms of when Mr. Robertson will return. He will be returning in November, so that way that is clear. Which date in November we are still pursuing. So I just wanted to kind of get on record in the minutes what we've asked Mr. Robertson for, which is quite a bit, hence the time. So in terms of K-6 scenarios, currently obviously the mileage is 0.75 or more from home to measuring point. So what we've asked him for, what would be the extra cost in physical fleet, as well as estimated loss in state aid for each of the following scenarios. 0.5 miles home to school, 0.25 miles home to school, the measuring point, and universal K-6 busing for all K-6 students. Also, we have asked him to pursue, right now, 7 through 12, the current mileage is 3 miles or more from home to school. What would be the extra cost in physical fleet, as well as the estimated loss in state aid for each of the following scenarios? 1 mile home to school, 0.75 miles home to school, 0.5 miles home to school. Also, universal busing for 7 to 12, what would be the extra cost in physical fleet, as well as estimated loss in state aid. Finally, the cost in doing K-12 universal busing, cost of additional fleet, plus estimated total loss in state aid. So then we'll be looking for that in November, and then we'll get a finalized date as that approaches. Okay, so moving on at this point to future board meetings. We do have a regular board meeting next Monday, and that is October 2nd. Again, and that will be 7:30 here in the library, as well as the work study will be Monday, October 23rd, 7:30 right here in the library as well. Okay, so we are going to, I'm going to make a motion to adjourn so then we can go into our technology meeting first. So may I have a motion to adjourn? Okay. Mr. Montalto, followed by Ms. Del Erba. All in favor? Okay, passes 7.